Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great godfather of soul, James Brown, laying down some funk for us there. Serious blues. It's always, as long as we got a show, we're going to play a little James for you every once in a while. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, a fellow Georgian, right, Ruth?
That's right.
Both James and Ruth from the great state of Georgia. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is a brand new book that you need if you're a small business owner. You need, as I am, I have my copy and I benefit from it. I promise you, and you will too. Ruth, we're talking about net income per hour, and we did a show on this, an interview on this a while back, and then you just reminded us about what it means, net profit per hour, and how to calculate that, and how to think about it, how to measure it. And so take us to the next level now.
All right. Once you calculate your net profit per hour, you do not like the number. I have not found somebody yet who was satisfied with their number, even if it was $100 an hour, believe it or not.
Well, here's the other thing. If you haven't done it before, it's almost a guarantee that if you don't know what it is, it's not going to be a good number.
Yeah, I had a group of, and I will not say who it was, but we went through it, and half the people in that room didn't want to know what the number was, and
right.
I can guarantee you what their business was like.
It's like nobody wants to know what their IQ is, right?
Yeah. So.
Well, if you don't know what your net profit per hour is,
you know.
If you don't know what your net profit per hour is, it means that you're operating on cash per hour.
Yes, which is not good.
Right.
So, and the reason it's not good, let me explain that and then I'll get into this, is that I had a company I worked with that the owner grew his business from $0 to $2 million through cash flow. And the cash from one project and, you know, what they did started the next, and that one finished, and the cash from that one started the next. And as long as they were growing, they were doing fine. And then all of a sudden, about $2 million, it just evened out. Sales weren't increasing, and he started having problems paying payroll. Occasionally, he had problems paying his suppliers, and he goes, something's not right here. So when I analyzed his business, we found that he was losing a nickel for every dollar that came in the door for 12 years.
And his equity was eroding little by little.
Yeah, and it was craziness. So cash is not the way to run your business. It really needs to be on profits.
Right. So go ahead.
Let's talk through how to increase your net profit per hour, because nobody's ever satisfied with it. So what you need to look at is two pieces of it. Number one is productivity. And if you look at, you know, your employees and how productive they are, i.e. how many hours are they actually spending working to create goods and services versus the number of hours you're actually paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're on a salary, for example, and you've got a project that's supposed to take, you know, you bid it at 16 hours or a week or 40 hours, and it takes them 60 to get it done, you've lost your productivity there. So it's not only necessary people who are hourly, but, you know, people who are salary, you're still working on projects and things along those lines. So you have to look very, very closely at productivity. And the thing that I always do is I always say, ask your employees. They know where all the waste is. Mm-hmm. They're on the front lines. They know it.
What would they tell you? What would be an example of what they might say?
I'll give you an example that's almost construction related. They are spending a lot of time traveling rather than necessarily in front of customers.
Right.
They're in a situation where if it's a production oriented thing, where the lines aren't moving as quickly as they possibly could. There's a lot of downtime. There's issues
mm-hmm.
with being able to actually produce for 8 hours a day.
Right.
It might be situations where people are just, you know, goofing off, and they're not going to tell you that, but I've
right.
seen it.
I was going to say, will they call the strike down on themselves, or will they just, or will the really good people call it down on other people?
They'll call it on other people,
yeah.
Absolutely, especially if they know that they're, if you do a bonus sharing plan and profitability is part of it, they will get rid of all the unproductive people for you. You don't have to do it. They'll do it. And the thing is to track it. Put a big chart up on a wall. Say, here's where we are now. Here's where we, you know, none of us want this. Let's see where we can go and then give them a piece of it to be able to get where you want to go.
One of my Brain Trust members is really encouraging financial transparency. Is that a good component to add to marry up with net profit per hour, where you show people what the company is doing and then show them the progress when certain behaviors are changed?
Absolutely.
You recommend that?
Yeah. What I do a lot of times is I don't necessarily show them everybody's salaries or anything along those lines.
No, it's not salary. It's performance of the company.
Yeah, and the block of overhead and having them understand what overhead really is.
Right.
And so you say, okay, here's where our sales were, here's where our gross profit was, here's where our overhead is, and here's where our net profit is. And then let them see that. They see the aggregate, but they also have to understand how they fit into the profit picture. Even somebody who's answering the phone fits into the profit picture.
Right.
So everybody has to understand where they fit in, and once they understand where they fit in, it's a lot easier for them to make the improvements.
Well, it's not only, you know, and I hate to get over into the sales part, but it's part of this. They could also be telling you, you know, we need more people from 3 to 5 on the counter, or I need somebody, I need an extra person. We have a lot of calls I'm afraid are going unanswered at lunch or something like that. They could be telling you about those kinds of missed opportunities.
Absolutely.
We're talking about profit, and we're saying it's not the top line, it's the bottom line. But guess what? The bottom line comes from the top line. It drops. Mr. Gravity takes care of that. Quick break, 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting. I'm right back with our good friend Ruth King. We're talking about net profit per hour.
Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old diet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.